Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
This saying from Jesus, of course, is truth, but quite practical, confirmed by our own experience. It's good advice to submit in humility to your employer. If you try to take the high ground and exalt yourself, the boss will see you as a threat, maybe, or try to sideline or demote you, put you in your place. But instead, if you take the low ground, keep your nose to the wheel, follow the protocols and procedures, and when necessary, push back, but with gentleness and respect, do what you're told, well, it'll almost always go better for you. Most employers don't like a wild rebel who upsets the workplace dynamic, but rather rewards those who play team. It's also good practical advice to submit yourself to the governing authorities. The Apostle Paul explicitly directs you to do so in Romans 13. Why? Well, because like your employer, those who rule in the civil estate are given their authority by God. Their job is to execute wrath, that is, to punish evildoers for wrongdoing. So it's better to follow the law, to show honor to those who rule, to defer to authority, and submit when called to account, and avoid exalting oneself over those who've been put in authority over you. If you do so, you'll probably be considered a model citizen, respected, and generally left alone. But of course, not always. It's a false sort of humility, really an ungodly humility, to submit to an authority, any authority, when they force you to go against your conscience. You cannot do what your employer tells you when he commands that you disobey civil law, or, as Christians, when your employer forces you to go against God's law. You cannot obey and support a civil government that doesn't follow their own law and doesn't submit to God's law either. Especially when that civil estate, through threat or coercion, demands you to disobey God's law, according to conscience, you must resist. Or as St. Peter says, you must obey God rather than men. To submit to the ungodly authority is false humility, and there's no place for false humility, submitting yourself to thieves and to tyrants. They will reward you, maybe, but they'll exalt you on a false or illegal pretense. And that won't go well for you. It might even result in you and they being imprisoned and even put to death. So whether it's your employer, your governor, your teacher, an officer, your spouse, your parents, even your pastor, you only submit in humility when it does not violate your conscience. Sometimes the most humble act of submission is actually to speak the truth in love to those in authority over you, even when they don't like it or won't hear it. It's often within your vocation, again, as a citizen, or within your family, or within the church, to call one another to repentance for disobeying, in the case of the civil estate, good law, or in the case of the church or in your home, forsaking God's law. Employees may need to correct their employer. Citizens may need to rebuke their so-called representatives. Wives may need gently to correct their husbands. May need. Children often need to correct their own parents. And congregants, even though pastors in authority may need to correct him. But as you have no doubt experienced, to do so without humility, to seek to correct those in authority over you, will often bring about hurt, suffering. And sometimes it seems it's worth less than the correction you sought to apply. But that's not because of the truth, it's because of perhaps the way that you approach those in authority. To speak in anger rather than gentleness will often bring about more offense rather than anything less. To show a lack of restraint and exalt oneself in pride over those in authority, that will often result in a great fall. To act in haste rather than in patience will fail to win over the brother, but instead will often make them more resistant, recalcitrant, reluctant. Sometimes just speaking the truth bluntly and forcefully may cause an equal and opposite forceful rebuke. So the proverb said, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise rebuker to an obedient ear. How do you know when it is time to speak boldly and openly to those in authority over you? How do you know when it's time to rather remain silent and submit to them in humility? Everything, actually, then, depends on your conscience. That's how you can know the difference when it's time to speak and time to be silent. And that conscience can only act in accord with God's word when it's been informed by God's word. So God's word is actually the source of your truth, the only truth. It's only God's word that can reveal when a, say, civil authority acts in contradiction to what they've been given. And when you are being asked, even by God, to disobey them for the sake of conscience. If you know God's word, you'll know when to speak and when to be silent. You must obey God rather than men. When those in authority have been conformed or act within God's law, you can submit to them easily in godly fear, giving them honor and reverence. But when they prohibit you, coerce you, manipulate you, or even terrorize you for your Christian faith, you must resist for the sake of that faith. So there it is. It's simple. But it's not that easy. Submission and humility without violating conscience, again, requires an intimate knowledge of what God has actually said. You will have no way of knowing when and where you may submit without knowing what God the Spirit has revealed to you in the Word of Jesus. So whether in the civil estate, in your home, or here in this congregation, the only way to maintain a clear conscience while submitting to those in authority is to regularly, consistently, and deeply read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest God's holy word. And all of it. That includes the narrative history, the poetry, the psalms, the wisdom literature, straight instruction from an apostle, or even the words of prophecy. It's God's word that shows you the path. It's God's word that lights the way. And it's God's word that will direct your steps. So, scriptures are clear. All authorities of this world have been established by God for your good. But that does not mean that they always think, say, and do according to the authority given. So don't be like the rulers of this world who refuse to submit to God's word and exalt themselves over him. Don't presume to think without first searching out the scriptures. Don't boast in your knowledge without first receiving the wisdom of God. Don't act without prayer and judgment according to God's word. That's Jesus' warning today. If you dare exalt yourself over him, namely, as he's been revealed in his word, Jesus will humiliate you. As he says elsewhere, everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell. And great was its fall. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. But he who humbles himself will be exalted. Instead, submit yourself to Jesus, living under his word. Because only Jesus remains today and always as a benevolent King of kings. That is, a king looking out for your interests today and always. It's only Jesus, he's the only authority who will never forget you, mislead you, or betray you. All authority in heaven and on earth was given to him and has been placed under him. And ultimately, we'll submit to him or it will perish. You can look to Jesus then, and Jesus only, for your ultimate good, submitting to him humbly. And he will exalt you in due time, giving you the resurrection to be seated with him at his heavenly banquet. Because unlike all the authorities of this world, Jesus always rules over you for your good. He uses his authority always and forever for your benefit, and never for his own. His kingship is marked not by power or the will to power, but rather by service. He reigns over you with love and peace. He makes you his own by forgiving you, and thereby brings you into his kingdom, as you've been baptized into his name. You are humbled before him, that is, placed under his cross, where he gives himself completely for you. Today he gives you his own body and blood, and he will lift you up, exalt you, to kneel at his table and eat his flesh and drink his blood, shed, given and shed for you. As with all authority, it's a lot easier to submit to the ones who you know love you and whose love is manifest for you in acts of service, most especially with Jesus. Jesus is the one who exalts the lowly. Jesus gives the hungry good things. And even now, by his word, Jesus is exalting you to a place of honor, as he's given you to share in the name that is above every name, calling you Christian. Everything he requires, everything he does, and everything he gives is in loving service and for your benefit now and forever. Thanks be to Jesus in his holy name. Amen.